Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. October 29, 2023. A miracle happened to us. Question: More and more facts of terrorist atrocities are being revealed now. They were horrific. We are not even seeing all the photos that might be posted someday. We did a 14-minute long program with you about this. People watched it to the end. It received lots of views, almost a million, in 24 hours. This has never happened before. It received a lot of warm and heartfelt support and a very large flow of curses. You are aggressors. You tortured the Palestinian people. How dare you say that this territory needs to be resettled, that it cannot exist next to you? And so on. I will not repeat it because you know all this very well. The first question is, how do you feel about this? Answer: I take this evenly. Even if there were no criticism, I do not react to it. This is a natural response of people who are on the other side of justice. This will stop if we become loving, mutually obliging, and so on. Otherwise, we will feel bad all the time. We can say that the nations of the world are leading us to correction with their own hands. Question: And the fact that people are very distrustful of this, of the fact that everything will change, that Jews must change, this being chosen? Answer: It seems truly incredible, but I believe that no matter what, we will turn into who we are meant to be. Question: Do you mean love your neighbor as yourself? Answer: Yes. And then all the nations of the world will say, look what the Creator did to them. They will see that we are one nation treating each other with love and not with mutual hatred, demonstrations, and all sorts of antics. And they will be happy to approach us and learn from us about this opportunity to live in peace and love. That is, we have no choice. The Creator again gives us an opportunity, an incredible opportunity, so that we can establish a good connection between us and Him. I consider what happened to us a miracle. Because there were no guards, no front, no one. They could have just calmly slaughtered all of us. This is what the Creator showed us, how we kill ourselves with our opposition, contradiction, and discord between each other. It is terrible. The only thing I would wish is to beg the Creator not to let His people go until they are corrected. You must be a Jew, be different, and then everything will work out for you. Question: What do you mean by the word Jew? Answer: Yehudi, Jew, comes from the word Yehud, unity. Question: Then everything will work out for us and everything will work out for the world? Answer: Yes. But now we still live in debt. The world is suffering because of us and yet forgives us. And all this comes from above. So we have no right to make claims to the Creator. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, October 12, 2023. From the broken heart. The Creator will evidently show us that Israel cannot exist in exile, and will find no rest as the rest of the nations that mingled among the nations and found rest, and assimilated in them until no trace was left of them? Not so is the house of Israel. This nation will find no rest among the nations until it realizes the verse, and from thee you will seek the Lord your God, and you will find him, for you will demand him with all your heart and all your soul. Baal HaSulam, Article Exile and Redemption, Harmony Between Religion and the Law of Development or Blind Fate. Question: Why does he call it a sentence as a result of the judgment? Answer: Because it is in this state when we are completely scattered and divided, when we have no society, no country, no sense of something of ours that surrounds us, we come to realize that, in principle, that we are nothing and nobody, and from this state, we begin to rise. From the second part of the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, October 17, 2023. Writings of Baal HaSulam, Exile and Redemption. In the war between good and evil. Question: While caught between the Klipa, impure side, and holiness, why can't a person just observe the war between them and study their properties? Why must one take part in this war and choose a side? Answer: there is no such state where a person is between this and that. Only the biggest egoist can desire this. A person must understand that he or she is either in the klipa, impurity, or in holiness, in the desire to receive for himself or in the desire to give to others. Therefore, the right way to participate in the war between good and evil is to try to make oneself a useful element of the collective desire so that good desires flow through oneself toward others. From the second part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, October 14, 2023. Of fighting the evil inclination. What should we fight for? Question. In the article "What is an Optional War in the Work?", Turabash often uses terms such as war, authority, and singular authority. What message does he want to convey to us? Answer: we are always at war because we consist of two contradictory forces. There are people who are just little egoists who think only about themselves like children or animals. They strive only to make themselves feel good. And there are people who consist of two opposing forces that pull a person in different directions. One force pulls in the direction of bestowal, and the other one in the direction of reception. Existing between them, we must choose the side of the Creator, the side of bestowal. How is it done? Precisely in the group. That is, war is essentially a choice, what we choose and what we fight for. Question. There is a quote in the article, "This is as it is written, Psalms 42, my tear has been my bread day and night." What does it mean? Answer: a person is sad while in a broken state, then from this state one gradually begins to draw strength for one's ascent. Because of the fact that a person repents, one begins to understand that it is from this repentance that one grows. This is a necessary part of the process of spiritual correction. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, October 17, 2023. Writings of Rabash. What is an optional war in the work? Dash Part 2. How can we be brave these days? Question. Now that the gates to the Creator are open as never before, we have never been closer to Him. Therefore, the state of it is difficult next to the Creator rises, and our donkey kicks with all his might. How can we be brave these days? Answer: we should think only about mutual help, mutual support, unity, and a request to the Creator. Other than that, nothing else, mutual help, mutual unification and only with the Creator. Question: is there a place for joy here? Answer: of course there is. The fact that the Creator has placed you in such a low state from which you have no opportunity to do anything other than ask Him for correction, this should be a great joy. From the Daily Kabbalah lesson, October 13, 2023. Fighting the evil inclination. How can we invoke a prayer from the bottom of the heart? Question. Rabash writes that we need a prayer from the bottom of our heart in order to overcome all egoistic states. How can we invoke this prayer? Answer: it is hard to explain because it refers to an inner essence. But if a person understands that he depends on the desire of the heart, on the inner effort, and on the extent that one can work together with friends, then this is a sign of progress. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, October 17, 2023. Writings of Rabash. What is an optional war in the work? Dash Part 2. Prayer is our weapon. Question. Our only weapon is prayer? Honestly, I don't know how to pray. It seems to me that even in a 10, we don't pray as we should. Yet, if this is our foundation, it should be formed as the Kabbalists ideally did. Answer: it's not that simple. The most important thing is prayer. After all your efforts toward the Creator, He is reached only through prayer, what you raise to him. Just like, for example, your future depends on your boss at work, and you submit a request to him, stating what you want, why, and how. You should articulate this request in prayer. Try it together with your friends, and the Creator, as the ruler of the entire world, will take that prayer and decide what to do with it. He might say that these folks need to struggle a bit more, find themselves, mutually annul themselves, and so on. And that's how you will make progress. It is said, may God grant that one prays all day, because during prayer, you examine yourself, correct yourself, raise one question, then another, a third, a fourth, and gradually, they all come into one. This is what you need to reveal. But it should come not from books or others, but from the depth of your heart. Question: what would Rabash and Balha Sulam tell us now? What advice would they give? Answer: they would say only one thing, where is your prayer? You have a manager, where is your request? And we don't do this. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, October 15, 2023. Writings of Rabash. What is calamity that comes upon the wicked begins with the righteous, in the work,